Have you had much response from YOSA kids or parents about doing Thriller since this came about?
We wrote to our families and laid out the plan to move forward or not move forward, why we wanted to move forward. We asked for feedback, and the overwhelming feedback was, yes, let's move forward with this show. Our musicians have worked hard on putting together this presentation, and they want to take the stage.
All right, so you have had interchange with parents and kids, and the overwhelming response has been, let's do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've reached out to all the families involved in the production. And again, we've had overwhelming positive support for presenting our concert on March 11th.
And no reaction from YOSA donors yet?
We have not had any response from donors or sponsors. We've been in touch with the concert sponsors to let them know some of our plan.
In fact, your plan, part of that is involving ChildSafe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we decided to move forward, one of the reasons we did it was because we really felt like this was an opportunity to increase awareness of local nonprofits who are fighting child abuse. We have nonprofit agencies in this town who are doing great work to prevent and fight child abuse. ChildSafe is a real leader in that field, and they've agreed to be present at the concert, sharing information about what they do and offering resources to audience members. And then we're also in conversation with other child advocacy organizations about using this event as a platform to increase awareness.
So what is potentially a horrible scandal, you're trying to turn into a teachable moment, essentially.
It doesn't diminish the horrible nature of this situation, but we hope that we can use this opportunity for an audience that's already planning to be here and for people who work on this issue to come together and learn more about each other and hopefully work together. And we hope there'll be a little bit of money raised too, that there will be our audience members will support these organizations.
Now, childhood trauma is not a rational place. You know, I mean, people have visceral reactions.
There's no question that this might not be an event for everybody, that any kind of cultural context, there are opportunities for people to be triggered, as we say these days. And we are aware of that. But again, the reality is that this event, we hope, will be a place where people can enjoy the performances by these young musicians and by these local artists who've done a great deal of work together and have thoughtful and meaningful engagement on doing better in the future, on preventing this kind of circumstance in the future.